Agenda item number seven, Mr. Gary S. Kilmon, an oyster lease application. Welcome back, Mr. France. Mr. Stack.
Good morning. This is a lift ground planning application from Gary S. Kilmon. He's requesting to lease approximately 10 acres of planning ground within the South Yukonico River, which is in Northumberland County. The application is under protest by the Twin Rivers Waterwinds Association.
Mr. Chairman, if I could speak for a second.
Yes, sir. Mr. France.
You can see it's being opposed by the Twin Rivers Waterwinds Association. And I am the president of Twin Rivers Waterwinds Association.
Yes, you are.
Before I had the honor of becoming a member of this board. So I don't know how the board feels about me being able to vote or make a decision on this. I can give my advice on how the Waterwinds Association feels about it. But I was just wondering what the board would feel, how they feel about it. I think I can give an honest and open opinion on this.
Mr. Hall?
Frankly, I think you probably should recuse yourself from voting, but if you want to, you know, offer your view or whatever, you probably want to, you know, go out into the audience just so it doesn't, you know, it's not confusing.
That's fine. That's fine.
Speaking in your, you know, official capacity.
Is that acceptable to you, Mr. Fritz?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Stagg.
Wondering about that myself.
Please proceed.
So again, Mr. Kilmon applied. We've received the application in August of 2014, and we did our standard public interest review, which includes publication in local newspaper and public noticing in a number of places in the general vicinity of the ground. That was done in October of 2014. The application is located, this is the Yukonico River, here's the line with Maryland, Cherry Neck Point. This is the location right here of the application, right here. This is public ground on either side, and then leases that wrap around the public ground and go upstream, and of course you see numerous leases in the area. Again, more public ground out here. A little different view of the satellite photograph. Again, the red area is the area of the application. Again, these two areas here. Public ground, this is public ground, and then these are private leases. Zoomed in a little closer. Again, the application area, approximately 10 acres, public ground on the north and south. In December of 2014, we did receive a letter of protest signed by Wayne France, then president, and apparently still president, of the Virginia Twin Rivers Watermen's Association, indicating the association's opposition to leasing this area. Specifically, the letter stated that the association's position was that since there are public grounds in the area that had been planted recently by the state, leasing the area, leasing an area so close to the public grounds could invite poaching of oysters from that area that their members use during the public season. We also received comments from our Conservation and Replenishment Department, noting that the bottom in this location was probably not very suitable for bottom planting, and that cages could block the entrance into Cornish Cove to the east, which is that tributary to the east there, southeast. The department also noted that there had been a recent planting of 4,000 bushels of seed oysters at approximate cost of $40,000, so this area could be used in the future by hand tongers on the piece of public ground to the south. And that leasing the area could present additional risk to the effort of planting those seed oysters. We'd also note that Mr. Kilmon does have two other oyster ground leases in the North Yukonico River, which he has held since 1997 and 98, respectively, and we can find no record in a mandatory reporting system of any commercial harvest from either lease. So traditionally, it's been the agency's policy, based on the way the code is written, to support leasing in areas that are at least suitable for propagation, even if the bottom is not currently contained shellfish resources or substrate. We have also in the past leased areas immediately adjacent to public grounds. As you can see here, there's leases around that southern piece of public ground. We will note that Mr. Kilman on his use plan questionnaire, which is a questionnaire that is required to be filled out, but it's not mandatory that they do everything that's on there, even if they check the boxes. But he did indicate that he really was seeking this lease to just do traditional on-bottom propagation of shellfish and did not check boxes that he would do cage aquaculture. It should also be noted that in recent years, with the lack of availability and the high cost of shell culch material, that effectively have precluded leaseholders from converting bottom lands that are either marginally or not at all conducive to successful conversion into productive areas. Staff believes portions of this application are likely not conducive to such conversion action and or would be cost prohibitive. So last Thursday, I visited the site with the commission surveyor for that area that did the survey, Alan Abbott. We actually did some probing of the area and determined that large portions of it are really mud, except for the northeast section, which I'll discuss in detail in a moment. We didn't, of course, we couldn't probe every square foot of the 10 acres, but I did not feel any real substrate, particularly in the muddy areas. I did feel some shell or oysters in the northeastern section. So this was the original survey plat that was submitted by the commission surveyor. So the acreage turned out to be about 9 acres instead of 10, and that was what was staked in the field originally. Based on our field observations when I did go on site, we determined that, and I took all the leasing information off here, but generally applications in this area. So you can see that there is a deep area. This is the area that's somewhat muddy. And then it does shoal up pretty quickly. And running along the shoreline, it turns into a mixture of mud and sand until it really just really is a hard, sandy bottom. So putting the current leases in public ground back on, again, you can see that same shallow area that you just saw on the previous slide does extend out beyond the public ground. So some of this area is harder bottom and would be conducive to either cage aquaculture, because it's hard enough to support cages, or if substrate was planted on it, it would probably support oyster growth. So based on that, this is an area we determined that might be a compromise lease area, that we would not recommend leasing this area because it's so muddy and probably not conducive. And you would have to spend volumes of money to put enough culch on it, but that this might be a substitute if Mr. Kilman's agreeable to that and the commission deems it appropriate. So this is, again, our oyster ground map with the actual dimensions put on it. So it would be a 3-acre lease within the 10-acre or 9-acre area that was the original application. We also believe that, as you saw, the deep area kind of runs right through here, so that if he did want to eventually put cages on it, even though he's indicated that's not what he planned to do, that particularly some of this area here would be hard enough to support cages and would still be far enough inshore that shouldn't interfere with navigation, because it is pretty shallow. The normal boat traffic would stay to the south here. So based on that, and after evaluating his request and how he indicated he wished to use the bottom, weighing the protest of the concerns of the protestants and our comments that we received from the Conservation and Replenishment Department, and our own review of the bottom through our staff, we do recommend leasing an area in the northeasternmost part of the original application, which when I wrote this said 3 to 4 acres. We've now determined it would be right at 3 acres, and that to deny the remaining portion of the application. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions the commission might have.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stack.
I was expecting the oyster people to have questions. Mr. Kilman's is the applicant. What's his? Does he have other leases?
He does have two other leases in the Yukamako. He's had since 97 and 98. We've got anecdotal evidence that he's worked them to some degree, but we have no mandatory reporting information that he's actually harvested. Of course, the way the lease law is written, it says we lease ground for the propagation of shellfish, and they're 10-year leases, and there's a requirement to attempt to propagate shellfish, but there is technically not a requirement that you actually have to show a harvest even any time during that 10 years if you've made an attempt. So he does have two leases. We just don't have any record of a commercial harvest.
And since 97, 98, yes. And so we've had zero reporting since that time.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
I just have a comment. I'm going to abstain from this discussion and the vote because we have areas that we have privately leased, so I don't want it to be a conflict.
Leases to the south of that public ground are Bevin's Horseshoe Company leases, as you can see on the map. They are productive.
And they do report.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Kilman? Mr. Kilman apparently is not here. Randy, would you ask the officer out the door to yell in the hallway to see if a Mr. Kilman is here?
Did send Mr. Kilman a letter. We have some anecdotal evidence that he might not attend because he does not care for controversy, but that's just hearsay, basically.
Well, let the record reflect, we have checked, and apparently there's no Mr. Kilman on the fourth floor here, much less in the meeting room here. Let me ask, is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this lease application? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this lease application? Please come forward, Mr. France. I need to swear him in. Mr. France, strangely enough, I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Glenn Wayne France.
Thank you, sir.
The reason that the Twin Rivers Watermen's Association is opposing this is because in past history with leasing ground next to public ground, maybe not in the Yocomico, but in other areas, we've had trouble with poaching. The people just leasing bottom just to poach on public ground. Now, I'm not saying that Mr. Kilman, whose ever name was on this application, we were going to oppose it because of this. And I know this area very well. I've tongued in this area where oysters were just planted. And it's not conducive to the growing of oysters. And even the 3 acres that Mr. Stagg says will be okay, the sand flow in the northwest comes down here in this area right here, where the heart is mostly sand, and because of the wind and the sand flow comes this way. And like I said, no matter whose name was on this, because of the problems we've had in the past with poaching on public ground, people leasing areas just to do that, that is why we oppose it. Any questions you want to ask, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. France. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this lease application? Anybody wish to testify at all about this lease application? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. I suspect there'll be a discussion. Mr. Ballard.
I can't say I'm necessarily in favor of not allowing leases adjacent to public ground. I do feel in this instance, however, where we have doubts about the suitability of the lease, it is adjacent to freshly planted state resources, mm-hmm. And we don't, the applicant seems to have a history of not necessarily reporting or having productivity on their ground. When it comes time, I would move that we deny the application.
Yeah. In whole?
In whole.
Yeah. Mr. Neal?
I was just going to ask Dr. Wesson's opinion on this.
Well, I've been on record opposed to this since it was originally put in, because this one little piece of ground here, this public ground number 107, we routinely plant with seed because this area doesn't get natural spats at. So we take the seed there, and it's available for the hand tongers to get. So it's, they don't really have very many options up here. So we want to, when we invest in it, we'd like it to stay there. So.
Mr. Zedrin.
I think the way this is postured right now is that the staff is recommending a denial of the application, but I heard that they would offer a compromise. But in order to have a compromise, you got to have two people, and one of those people not here, so there can be no compromise. So based on that, I agree with the commissioner's comments here that we should deny the application.
Mr. Martin.
I agree as well. I also want to ask a question if possible.
Sure.
How many members are with the Twin Rivers Association? How many? About 50?
Yes. Any other questions or comments from the commission? I'm going to throw an observation out here. It's just my personal observation. We've been leasing water bottoms now for more than 100 years for the purposes of propagating oysters. And there's been many changes in that over the years, and we also run this public oyster fishery. I have long been a bit dismayed that 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago, the Commonwealth of Virginia and our predecessors didn't have the wisdom to build a little bit of buffer zones around the public oyster grounds. What's being proposed here, from what I'm hearing from the associate commissioners here, is that denying this kind of helps put a little bit of a buffer zone around this Baylor ground. So to that end, I am cognizant that the applicant has other leases, and this is not a make or break issue for him, and he didn't even attend. So that's my observations. Mr. Tankard.
I'll make one further observation. You know, historically, Virginia began to lease ground in hopes that it would be increased productivity of our bottom land in the state, and it's been productive in that regard. It's been fruitful, and we have dividends. But when somebody has a history of doing nothing and wants to lease more, I don't see any sense in doing it.
Well, do we need a vote? It's kind of a joke. Yes. It's really just a joke, folks. Commission operates on motions.
Move to deny the lease application in full whole.
I second it.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Any abstentions? Mr. Erskine abstains. Mr. France?
Abstain.
Do you abstain as well?
Yes,
sir. Chair votes aye as well. So the motion passes 7-0 with 2 abstentions. Thank you, Mr. Stagg.